Two of the year's most highly anticipated movies arrived this week. Steven Spielberg's Lincoln, starring Daniel Day-Lewis as the 16th President of the United States, and Skyfall, the third Bond film starring Daniel Craig as 007, directed by American Beauty Oscar winner Sam Mendes. Film critic David Edelstein has this review of both.
Two icons, Abraham Lincoln and James Bond, make triumphant appearances this week in movies with more in common than you'd expect. True, Lincoln is a titan of history, liberator of slaves, and as such, an adversary of Western colonialism, while 007 is an outlandish stereotype embodying white male Western authoritarian power. But the makers of these films do a sterling job of testing their respective subjects in front of our eyes before pronouncing them fit to carry on in our collective imagination. Steven Spielberg's Lincoln begins in a way that subtly alludes to the Lincoln Memorial. We see him first from above and behind. He's reviewing the troops and gazing down on a pair of black soldiers. Like us, they're in awe. But then one of them challenges the president on the grounds that they're paid less than whites, and Lincoln is suddenly more man than monument. He doesn't have a good answer. Tony Kushner's script is based in part on Doris Kearns Goodwin's book Team of Rivals, which focuses on Lincoln the politician. Here, the war is all but won. Now the challenge is getting Congress to pass the 13th Amendment prohibiting slavery. You say the Emancipation Proclamation did that? Ah, but that was an executive order in wartime. Lincoln needs a law. On a late night in the military's telegraph office, he learns the operator is an engineer in civilian life, prompting a meditation on Euclid.
Euclid's first common notion is this: things which are equal to the same thing are equal to each other. That's a rule of mathematical reasoning. It's true because it works, has done, and always will do. In his book, Euclid says this is self-evident. You see, there it is. Even in that 2,000-year-old book of mechanical law, it is a self-evident truth that things which are equal to the same thing are equal to each other.
It's hard to believe that light, cracked voice belongs to Daniel Day-Lewis. It's a running joke that Lincoln will launch into an illustrative anecdote at the drop of a stovepipe hat, and the actor lets you taste Lincoln's pleasure in choosing each word. He captures Lincoln's famous private sadness, as well as the ability to shake it off and become a master politician who knows when to compromise and when to go to the mat. This is the Lincoln we don't know as well, the one who made his rival for the presidential nomination, William Seward, here played by David Strathairn, his Secretary of State, the one who could come down off that pedestal and bargain. Is Lincoln the movie as great as Daniel Day-Lewis's performance? Oh, yes. The shop talk around passing the 13th Amendment is a bit thick in the early scenes, but all goes swimmingly once Seward engages a lively trio of lobbyists, played by John Hawkes, James Spader, and Tim Blake Nelson, to descend on Congress, dispensing threats and rewards. Tommy Lee Jones, eyes sagging under a thick lock toupee, has the show-stopping part of abolitionist Congressman Thaddeus Stevens, who's counseled to hold his famous temper and misrepresent his anti-racist beliefs for the sake of the vote. The movie makes you root for his, so to speak, white lie, because politics for Lincoln was about passing laws by hook or by crook. Director Sam Mendes's Skyfall also shows its hero from a different angle. Mendes has a cheeky attitude toward James Bond's old and new, toward the conflict between the traditional Bond established by Sean Connery and the rough, hurting, rather self-indulgent persona of Daniel Craig's Bond. Mendes and co-writer John Logan are old Shakespeare hands, and they play up the Coriolanus-like reluctance of Craig's 007 to do what's expected of him, to don the tuxedos, take his martinis shaken, not stirred, and commit himself unreservedly to Queen and country. Craig's Bond is disillusioned with Judi Dench's M, that mother hen all too ready to sacrifice any one of her chicks for the good of the mother country. But in the course of Skyfall, Bond and we have to make peace with her less-than-humanist regime, which has produced in ways I won't reveal a psychotic super-cyber-villain named Silva, played brilliantly by Javier Bardem. The filmmakers run out of invention in the last act, but until then, this is an unusually funny, literate action picture with a cavalcade of glorious stunts and a shocking punchline. Each familiar trapping has been inspected, reconceived, and pronounced fit for duty, and the myth of Bond is mightier than ever.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Sue Spolin directed the show. We're closing today with music by trumpeter Ted Kersen, who died on Sunday at the age of 77. The cause was heart failure. Kersen grew up in Philadelphia, then moved to New York on the advice of Miles Davis. His career included notable work with Cecil Taylor and Charles Mingus, and he had a long performing and recording career leading his own bands. This is from his album The New Thing and Blue Thing, recorded in 1965. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.